Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend. Along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew, I am William Memo. What's up, Mac?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, nothing much, man. Just watching this Jet game. Jets are trying to hold on to this 21-16 lead. We're going to lead off with that. Then we're going to, you know, talk about the Giants' loss, fortunately. Then we're going to talk, you know, some basketball with the, you know, the world basketball team, you know, the U.S. team winning the championship. You know, we'll also, you know, talk about the Mayweather fight. And, of course, the NFL controversy with the Ray Rice and Adrian Peterson. And, of course, as usual, we're going to end it with a little WWE talk. And with that, you know, you guys, you know the number. The number is still, of course, 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. So feel free to voice your opinions about the various topics, and love to hear from you. But with that in mind, yeah, let's talk Jets football. Just right now, they're leading 21-16. It's at halftime as we speak right now. And, you know, Geno Smith, you know, and especially the offense is playing well, you know. And the Jets are hoping they can keep this going, you know, against Aaron Rodgers in Lambeau Field, I should say.
Yeah, right now they're playing good defense. They're up in this game 21-3.
Mm-hmm.
Packers have answered going on the 13-0 run, so Jets have to hold on to this lead because Packers are a great offensive team. They could strike at any moment.
Oh, yeah. That's why I'm sweating a little bit here. You know, they are scoring, you know. We haven't stopped them as, you know, lately in the second half. I mean, well, the second quarter, late in the second quarter. But, you know, the Jets, you know, they got to – you know, they gotta hold on to that lead with their defense that's played well most of the game until, you know, lately into this second quarter right here.
Yeah.
And last week Jets defeating the Oakland Raiders by the final score of 19-14. You know, basically they're just trying to, you know, extend this winning streak to two, but. You know, like we just mentioned, you know, that's easier said than done, you know, against Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, yeah. I mean, again, they have a good offense. They're great at home. And it's not easy, you know, but Jets have to continue doing what they've been doing throughout the game, running the ball, keeping the offense off the field, and getting to Aaron Rodgers. But, you know, it looks like right now their defense is on skates right now. You know, they've let the Packers back into this game, so... Second half, they got to play like they were playing that first quarter.
Yeah, no doubt about that, for sure. And, you know, Geno Smith, he threw a touchdown to Decker, and he also rushed in for a touchdown, and, you know, just are going to need him, you know, to be on his A game if they don't pull out this victory.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess we'll shift gears with the you know, to the Giants, you know, who lost a tough loss against the Cardinals.
Oh, yeah. Very, very tough loss. This one stung.
So now Giants are 0-2 now in this season. So, you know, I know it's early, but, you know, they need a wake-up call, especially with Eli Manning, you know, had a little – last week he had a lot of, you know, his interception bug from last year – you know, seem to carry over. So, you know, the Giants are really, you know, they're really in trouble right now, even though it's two games into this season.
Yeah, I mean, today in that first quarter, they looked a little shaky on offensive-wise. They looked like that, like they did in, you know, last week. But then, you know, after the first quarter, the offense looked sharp. You know, Manning, Eli did have a pretty good game today. He had, what was his numbers? He was 26 of 39 for 277 yards. He had a touchdown, but he did have two interceptions in the game. One was near the end of the game, which pretty much didn't count. But he played good today. But, you know, what killed the Giants today were four mistakes. They fumbled the ball, had an interception, and also they let what's the guy's name? Oh, Ted Ginn Jr. He ran for a 71-yard punt return. That really killed the Giants' momentum because at that point they had gotten back into the game. I think they were down 14-13, or they were up 14-13, and then they gave up that 71-yard punt return, and that pretty much killed all the momentum. And after that, you know, it was pretty much all Cardinals. Cardinals played great defense. And their quarterback didn't even play today. It was a backup, Drew Stanton, who hasn't played in 4 years. And he ended up throwing for 167 yards, and he ended up leading the Arizona Cardinals to the win. So right now, like you said, Giants are 0-2. But, I mean, it's still early. No need to panic. I mean, this is still a new offense that they're trying to learn. So hopefully they can rebound and play much better. But right now, things are very shaky.
I couldn't agree with you anymore, man.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely need to wake up here.
Yeah.
And guess we'll stick with football and talk about these controversy. You know,
yeah.
With you know, of course, first is Ray Rice. You know, Ray Rice last week he got cut. You know, by the Baltimore Ravens, and then of course he was suspended indefinitely by the NFL. You know, after new footage of Ray Rice, assaulting his wife became viral. You know,
yeah.
More footage of it of him actually, you know, sucker punching her in the elevator, you know, was surfaced, and as a result, you know, he's suspended indefinitely.
Yeah.
And it's a really crazy situation in the NFL, you know. And now Adrian Peterson, he's facing trouble, you know, because he disciplined his kid, you know, using a switch. And NFL isn't looking too good right now. All these controversies, you know, swirling right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's the NFL. This has been a really bad week. This is the worst week ever for the NFL. You know, it's with the Ray Rice thing, the video releasing, and the NFL saying that they never saw the video. That was the first time they saw the video, but the casino said that they sent the video to the NFL weeks after the incident. So someone is not telling the truth. And this whole Adrian Peterson thing, abusing his child, and pictures surfacing of the bruises and cuts on his child's leg from the switch that he hit his child with. I mean, it's NFL needs to do major damage control right now, because right now, you know, this past week has been brutal for them.
Oh yeah, and the number one thing is, like, people lost, you know, a lot of people lost faith in Goodell, because a lot of people don't believe that, you know, he didn't see the video when, you know, there's reports claiming that the NFL was sent the footage, the newly released footage, like at least, you know, I think they said like 5 months ago or so.
Mm-hmm.
Around that. So, you know, it's not looking too good.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you heard about the Atlanta Hawks controversy.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that, about the owner saying too many blacks in the stand, right?
Yeah, and Danny Ferry, the GM, he made a controversial comment about Luol Deng, saying, you know, he has a little African in him, and he said some other comments, you know, but, you know, I'm trying to remember who said that. Melo was basically saying that, you know, they don't need stuff like that, especially after the Sterling thing in the game, and that, you know, he said that, you know, Atlanta's a lovely city, they have great fans, you know, great atmosphere, and, you know, so forth and so forth, but, you know, with the comments by the owner and the GM, he doesn't think any of the players are going to sign there as a free agent as a result of that.
It's uncalled for, yeah. I mean, it's...
It is.
I mean, Atlanta is, you know, a primarily black... There's a lot of blacks that live in Atlanta, you know?
Yeah.
And a lot of their fan base for the Atlanta Hawks is African-American. So, I mean, there's no way you could prevent African-Americans from going to the game when, you know... The population in Atlanta is mainly black, you know?
It definitely seems that way. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, African-Americans in Atlanta.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, they need a lot of damage control as well.
They said the Atlanta owner, he's going to sell the team now because of this comments, you know?
Oh, yeah. Maybe he'll get $2 billion like Sterling.
Yeah,
I don't know if that's a punishment or a reward. I mean, getting $2 billion, I mean, that usually, you know, seems like a reward to me. But
yeah,
I guess we'll see what happens with the Hawks, and hopefully, you know, the Knicks will, you know, whoop their behinds when we face them, you know, this upcoming season.
Oh yeah, I hope so. Good whooping.
And speaking of which. You know, Carmelo Anthony, he was recently talking about that, you know, he's angry about what happened last year, and You know, obviously, me and you are, you know, diehard Knicks fans, so obviously we, you know, definitely agree with him on that, because coming off 2 years ago, I mean, 2 years ago they had a really, you know, really good regular season, and that series with the Pacers, you know, that just basically popped the air out of the balloon from the Knicks season, and yet last year was a horrible season, which resulted in Mike Woodson losing his job.
Yep.
And now Derek Fisher is going to start, you know, his career as a NBA head coach. And hopefully, you know, he can right this ship.
I hope so, man, because Knicks need a change right now, you know, after last season. And hopefully this is the change. I mean, Phil Jackson has revamped this team. You know, he's brought in Derek Fisher. He brought in some of his coaching staff from the L.A. Lakers and Chicago Bulls, and he's brought in new players, the point guard from Dallas, and
Calderon?
Calderon, and center, I forget his name.
Samuel Dalembert.
So they should be, it'll be a different look mix. Hopefully they'll have a different attitude, and they'll play motivated, you know, unlike last season.
Hopefully. And one of the assistant coaches he hired, you know, he was from the Thunder, and the guy has a great relationship with Durant. So
yeah.
You know, hopefully that could, you know, lure Durant to come over here, you know, when he becomes a free agent.
So. Yeah.
But we'll see. We'll see what happens with that.
We shall see.
And, you know, congrats to the FIBA team, the you know, the men's basketball team beating Serbia, and you know, we are the champions.
Yeah, they become the first team to win four straight international events. They won the 2008 wait, was it, let me think here. They won the 2008 Olympics,
right?
The 2010 FIBA championship. And the 2012 Olympics, and now the FIBA World Cup. So they've won four straight international events, becoming the first team to do that.
Yeah, definitely congrats to them, you know, to us, or USA, you know. So
yeah.
That's good. You know, hopefully we can continue our dominance.
Oh, yeah, there is no doubt that they're always going to be favored, because, I mean.
Oh, yeah, of course, you know, we got the best players, basically.
Yeah, U.S. has the best athletes, you know, so, I mean, the teams.
Some of them don't even play, you know.
Yeah.
And we're still winning, so.
Yeah. So, yeah, congrats to them.
That's right. And, yeah, let's shift gears. I guess we'll talk some Mets. Speaking of celebrations, you know, Mets fell 2 out of 4 to the Nationals. And, there was some controversy that happened, you know, in that series. You know, I don't know if you're familiar with the Mets closer, Henry Mejia. You know, when he celebrates, he does like this move, like a backbreaker. I don't know if you've seen it. Like he, you know what I'm saying? Like after he gets the save, you know, he gets excited, and then he does like this. You know, like he slams his hand, you know, his hands onto his like his side,
mm-hmm.
like in a backbreaker, you know, motion. And apparently, you know, a lot of teams don't like that, especially the Nationals. And you know, they commented about it. And he basically was saying like he doesn't have a move, you know, but you know, every time he gets a save, he always does that. So.
So, yeah, these closers need to stop with these antics after closing out a game. I mean, it seems like every closer nowadays has some kind of special move that they do, you know, like.
Yeah. So, yeah, I know about
already, you know.
So, yeah, I got the untucked shirt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody got something.
I mean, like, going back to Mariano, like, when Mariano closed the game, like, just went to the mound.
Yeah.
Shook hands with the pitcher. You never saw him do all these antics that these pitchers are doing nowadays.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, he's old school, you know. He just, you know, shakes the hand of, you know, his catcher, which, you know, most of the time was Posada during his heyday. And he pats the, the catcher on the, on the head and stuff like that. He's old school. He does it the old school way.
Yeah, I mean, you never saw him shooting invisible arrows into the sky like Rodney, It's crazy.
It has gotten out of hand, it is true. Normally, when Mejia does it, it doesn't really bother me, but that last one he did when he was doing, pretend like it was like a fishing reel. It was a little too much. I had to admit that.
Yeah, that's too much right now. I mean, if he was on my team, I probably would enjoy it. I mean, don't get me wrong, but it is still wrong,
Did you have a problem with Jabba, gyrating after he got the when he got the save or setup, I should say?
Oh no, I mean, like I said, if the guy's on your team, you don't mind it so much, but
yeah.
I could understand from another fan's, if you're like a fan of the other team, why you wouldn't like that,
Oh yeah, I agree with you 100%,
I don't think it's right, but I mean, if the guy's going to do it and he's on my team, I'm not going to mind it,
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, I know it's a double standard, and I know that does sound hypocritical, but you have to agree with you on that, when it's on your team and you like the guy, you love the guy's passion, you kind of look the other way a bit. It doesn't like phase you as another opponent doing it to you.
Right.
Because it's like adding salt to the wound.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The defeat.
But I mean, the fact that all these closers a lot of them have these special moves now, is this wrestling or something?
Yeah, for real. you're right, man. I mean, it is true. I mean, the way they act is it's like they're shocked that they won.
Yeah.
That's why they get so excited, that's your job, You know what I'm saying? It is getting out of hand, Because, that's your job, You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, my goodness, I did my job. That's what you're paid to do, You're supposed to do your job. You're supposed to be shocked when you blow the save.
Exactly.
Like Mariano. When Mariano blows the save, it's like he saw his favorite show got canceled or something. You know what I'm saying? It was like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you don't blame him because, most times than not, he always gets the save, so.
Yeah.
You can't blame him for being shocked, but, yeah, I mean, I have to agree with you, even though I am being hypocritical because, he is my guy, I love to see him get saves, obviously.
Yeah.
But, it is getting out of hand.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, let's switch gears to your Yankees.
Well, Yankees, they've been right now they're in a 4-game set with the Orioles, which started on Friday. They had a doubleheader on Friday. They won the first game. Actually, they lost both games. Lost the first game 2-1. Lost the second game 5-0. Yesterday, they salvaged the win by winning 3-2. And today, I don't know if you could call it the rubber game. I guess if they win the game tonight is the rubber game because they'll end up tying. But, all they could do tonight is just tie the series up. Tonight, let me see who plays.
Well, technically it wouldn't be a rubber game because it's not a deciding game. It would just be even – because it has to be like an even number to decide who wins the series.
Yeah. But, they're behind the Orioles right now, so any game that they could get an edge on the Orioles and in the wild card will help, and tonight is a must-win game.
No doubt about that.
Tonight they have Corona against Tillman. It'll be on ESPN, so that should be a good one.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, definitely that's a must-watch right there.
Yeah, because right now there's only close, 2 weeks left in the season, so season's winding down.
Yankees, with Derek Jeter, they're trying to get that, try to send him off, to retirement with another championship, his potential six championship. And another guy who we're going to talk about who knows a lot about championship and being undefeated is, of course, Floyd Mayweather, as he successfully defended his titles against Madonna. I hope I pronounced it right.
Madonna.
So, you know, his history continues. I mean, he had the lead. You know, Madonna had the lead most of the match, but he did some crazy, you know, stuff like biting him and some other stuff, throwing him down. But, you know, what's your thoughts on that whole thing?
Yeah, I mean, Madonna, I thought he had the edge in the fight, you know. But those two stupid mistakes, biting Mayweather on the glove and tackling him and throwing him to the ground. I mean, those stupid mistakes like that will cost you a fight. And it pretty much ended up costing him the fight last night. And, you know, I thought he had the edge throughout the fight, but Mayweather did what he did best and, like, was smart about, you know, dodging his punches and avoiding any knockouts and did what he had to do and, you know, ended up extending his streak. And right now he's, like, what, 48?
I think he's 47-0.
Yeah, so still on the team.
Yeah, Madonna wanted to be the one behind 46-1. But
yeah,
it wasn't meant to be, and that's most likely his last shot, you know, because he had his chance to redeem himself at MGM Arena again, and he lost again. So basically, that's it. And, you know, there's rumors that he's going to face Pacquiao next year in two fights, one that's going to be aired in HBO and another one at Showtime, but, you know, we'll see what happens. You know, Pacquiao's promoter, Arum, he says that they're, you know, negotiating stuff, you know, negotiating the about, you know, with Mayweather's company for the potential fights. But, however, Mayweather denies the rumors that he's negotiating with them right now. But he's open to it. But I guess we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, this fight should have happened years ago. But if it does happen, a lot of people are going to buy it anyway.
Oh, yeah, definitely. No doubt about that.
Or in my case, I haven't watched it eagerly.
But, yeah.
I'm not going to tell you what website. You'll just have to find yourself.
Yeah, a lot of people are going to watch that.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt about that. And, lastly, WWE, man. We're vastly approaching, you know, the rematch between Brock Lesnar, the current WWE World Heavyweight Champion, and, of course, John Cena, you know, who's trying to rebound from that butt-whooping he suffered at SummerSlam. So that's definitely going to be interesting to see how that goes, you know, what happens in that match if Cena retains the title or if Brock Lesnar will hold on yet again.
Yeah, that should be interesting.
And there's rumors that after his feud with Cena, he's going to feud with the Big Show, which Big Show is a good guy. To me, Big Show's watered down. Big Show's like, you know, Diesel in the 90s before he went to WCW.
Yeah.
You know, he's a heel. That's a heel character.
Think Big Show was more dominant in WCW than he ever was in WWE.
Yeah, you're right.
Because when he first came in WCW, like, they were making him the son of Andre the Giant, and he was, like, this tall guy that couldn't be beat, big, huge guy, monster. I thought that was his best days were in WCW, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But in WWE, like, you just expect him to win. Like, he's big, he's powerful, okay?
Yeah, he's like A-Rod. I mean, you think this guy would win championship all the time because of his, you know, his abilities.
Yeah.
But he rarely wins.
Yeah.
You know? Would you expect a guy like that to win all the time?
Mm-hmm.
But let me see, what else is going to happen? I'm trying to remember. Oh, yeah, the Jerry Springer hosted that Bella Twins segment, and basically he injured himself.
Right.
You know, in the segment. And now Bree is you know, willing to fight her sister now.
I think Bree's gonna win that one. I think Bree will win.
Yeah, I think Bree will win this time because, you know, she got bounced back from that loss against Stephanie.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think Bree's gonna win that one, unless if they want to extend this feud, which I don't see why they would. But
yeah.
The only way the feud continues is if Bree loses.
Yeah, I agree.
But I think Bree will win.
I think so too.
Let's see what other matches. I don't know what. I'm drawing a blank here. What other major matches is happening? Well, I would assume Roman Reigns versus Seth Rollins. That hasn't become official yet, has it?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I mean, we know that's gonna happen, but I don't think it's official.
I think it's
yet.
Official, yeah.
Maybe it's gonna be official tonight, and I think Ric Flair is gonna pop up tomorrow. Oh, in addition, Brock Lesnar is gonna show up tomorrow too.
Oh yeah, that should be interesting.
I think that's basically it. You know, next week, you know, we're gonna preview, you know, the Night of Champions. Review event. I know you're gonna be pumped about that as well.
Oh yeah, can't wait. Nah, I'm sure. It's the same matches from last interview.
It's a rematch. It's a rematch. It's like the same 3 matches, 3 months. Some of them was really good.
Show I'm at on Saturdays at 11, and come back and check out this show, Courts of Legends.